Governor Patrick's $34.8 billion budget proposal echoed themes of his State of the Commonwealth address last week, where he called for more investment in areas including education and transportation. The governor is seeking to invest $6.79 billion into education in fiscal year 2014. His plan includes expanding access to early education programs for children and low-income families, to extend learning times in middle schools, and to help students and families pay for school by extending the Mass Grants program, as well as supporting community colleges. In order to assist public school districts supply students and expand their curriculums, the governor also mentioned that he would increase Chapter 70 local aid.
I am proposing to fund Chapter 70 school aid at the record level of $4.39 billion, an increase of $226 million from last year. This level not only funds every district's foundation needs, but also provides an increase of $25 per pupil and finishes the Chapter 70 equity reforms of 2007.
The governor is also seeking a $269 million increase in transportation funding in order to eliminate the MBTA's structural operating deficit while expanding services, to reinvest in public transportation at regional transit authorities, and to begin a $13 billion accelerated transportation program, which would include an additional $100 million in Chapter 90 local aid for bridge and road repair.
We commit to reinvesting in our transportation system to ensure we can pay the bills we inherited, repair our aging roads, rails, and bridges, and make targeted expansions to unlock long-term economic development across the state.
To help pay for these increases, the governor is seeking $1.2 billion in new revenues through adjustments in the tax code, including a 1% hike in the state's income tax.
We are proposing to pay for these investments by cutting the sales tax to 4.5%, raising the income tax to 6.25%, doubling the personal exemptions, and eliminating or limiting a number of itemized deductions and exemptions.
However, the governor acknowledged the unpopularity of raising taxes in a time of economic recovery.
I do not submit this proposal lightly. I understand that many households in Massachusetts continue to struggle from the impact of the Great Recession, but I am confident that investing meaningfully in education and transportation today will significantly improve and expand job growth and economic opportunity tomorrow.
The governor noted that the budget depends on the pieces hanging together. Other ways of seeking revenue include a projection of $83 million in taxes paid by the expansion in casino gambling, $24 million from modernizing bottle redemption laws to include bottled water and sports drinks. $26.2 million will come from the new sales tax being collected on sales from online retailer Amazon.com. The governor said that he will be working closely with the legislature. The House and Senate will submit their own budget proposals this spring. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.